service announcement. There's people out there who want to try test you constantly.
Welcome to Kaput Radio. My name is Martin. Today I want to do an experiment for us all, since I intend to tell a story made up of contemporary news media samples and samples from a couple of popular movies, running very close to the truth but being passed by any potential censor in being quite exaggerating and comedic at times. But first, to get any sense for this show, my friend Graham offered me some inspiration. This is an excerpt from a recent yet unpublished article he wrote. Our much lamented activities, including war, are essential for financial success and therefore our livelihood. These ill-starred activities are demanded by the global method we use to bring all our money into existence. This globally adopted finance model, this model that drives our world's economy, is omnipotent. The basic rules are not complicated, they are simple but must be obeyed to the letter. Economic viability is essential to our livelihood, our well-being, and our living standards, such as they are, and we are completely reliant on export sales in general to achieve this. Big industrial and manufacturing nations such as the United States, Britain, and France rely entirely on export and heavily on their export sales of armaments, not just for economic prosperity, but for economic survival. This monetary prosperity we in the first world supposedly enjoy is achieved with profit through ever-increasing production. Armament export sales are achieved using rival third world nation states who are competing for export market share. The third world is led to believe by armament producing nations that they should protect their national integrity using a show of armed force. We first convince those countries targeted for arms sales by creating the perception of a neighboring threat and of their need to protect themselves by force. Poor communities in the third world are easily persuaded that the neighbor is the enemy. They are competing for scarce finance from the export market, which inevitably produces the desirable outcome of the threat of conflict, both ethnic and economic. These arms sales are to most industrialized nations a large component of their economy, without which they risk their economies falling apart. War is more than just a fiscal stimulus of last resort, as quoted by Alan Brown's recent headline. It is an economic essential of first recourse. It is profit. And remember, profit money is the only money we can use to pay for our essential goods and services. And now, let's start the experiment. Let's first have a look at how it was in the good old days, way back then.
Planning, producing, modifying, and testing modern aircraft. The first production C-130 took off on its maiden flight on April 7, 1955. Only about 800 feet of runway were required for the takeoff.
The sophisticated Jetstar is a record maker on all accounts. An airplane every bit as modern as tomorrow.
The United States Air Force XB-4B made its first public appearance during rollout ceremonies.
The combined skill and experience of a highly trained workforce have enabled the Air Force to obtain high quality.
So it was with the C-141 Starlifter during its rollout in August 1963, an event that marked a major milestone in aviation history.
Tom May and his C-5 program management team keep tabs on every factor through Sentinel.
In the years ahead, airplanes will come from the drawing boards at Marietta such as no man has ever seen. The Lockheed Georgia Company, airlift center of the world.
We believe Lockheed is the finest producer of aircraft in the world. We're also the acknowledged leader in maritime patrol technology.
The Bush administration convinced Congress to approve the extraordinary printing of $20 billion in cash to be used for the reconstruction of Iraq.
We must prepare to harness the power of our enemy and fight fear with fear. To protect our sectors, we must be able to defend ourselves.
We will help them to restore basic services, such as electricity and water, and to build new schools, roads, and medical clinics.
People. Bank Swiss didn't even wait for the opening ceremony, closing a $1.3 billion deal with Root Branch and Blossom to restore essential water services to the people of Turkestan. out to the Tamerlane 3rd Bomber Wing for those humane precision strikes that have created this wonderful opportunity for everyone.
The profits of these companies continue to rise, and we spend all of that money and all of it goes into the hands of these politically connected corporations, and then they say, well, we can't afford to have a health care plan that ensures that every American is going to have health care. What a scandal in this country that Halliburton continues to make billions of dollars in profits, that Blackwater, with its record, continues to make a killing, and we can't provide health care for every single person in this nation.
Blackwater is a sleek, glossy, fast-moving sports car in a world of private security companies.
Blackwater is one of the largest and most conspicuous security firms in Iraq, staffed largely by retired U.S. military, including former members of the Special Forces.
5 years ago, they were just about to go under, and then this Iraq war started.
Business boomed.
6 is Crazy Horse 1-8. Have individuals with weapons.
4-4 radio. Rio Band 1-4.
Yep, he's got a weapon too. Alright, firing.
Line here. Wednesday's line. Let me know when you get it. 4-2. Light them all up.
Blackwater is the brainchild of camera-shy multi-millionaire Eric Prince.
Come on, fire.
Hey, roger.
All I gotta do is pick up a weapon.
Clear. Clear.
Orange.
Coming around, clear.
Collateral murder.
Eric Prince, the son of a wealthy industrialist who made his fortune with the lighted visor for cars.
Prince himself is a former Navy SEAL.
On a carrier, he saw how peacekeeping operations were conducted. He thought he had a better idea. He could privatize some of those things. He called the company Blackwater because of the waters that ran through the creek stained with tannins. And there's also bears on the property, so he used the bear paw and the sniper scope.
Hello, Hauser.
Hello, Mr. Vice President.
I haven't been Vice President for 5 months. Otherwise, this all might be a conflict of interest. As you know, Tamerlane, the U.S. government, and I in particular, were cleared of any and all violations of federal, state, and international laws by the Silverman-James Bipartisan Committee. Just read the report.
I'm sure anything you weren't supposed to be doing, you were cleared of, sir.
And of course, I was preemptively pardoned by the president. Anyway, I got the snapshots. Love your work. We're all big fans.
Yes.
Let's see if the goddamn crowds are so anxious to cross us in the Security Council now, eh?
I seem to be heading southeast. Where am I going?
Hope you like the smell of fresh liberation. Give me a sec, Hauser. I got a growler down there the size of a cane frog.
When I joined Halliburton, I knew I was going to work on some big things. We put out a few fires at work. Once ran into a small challenge of getting some supplies to our troops. We built bridges, schools all over the world. But the biggest thing? Serving our troops good old American food. Great feel just a little closer to home. Yeah.
Halliburton, proud to serve our...
Tarakistan. What's the gig?
Omar Sharif.
Omar Sharif?
Yeah. CEO of Ujigas, the Ujigastani conglomerate. Son of a bitch is trying to build a pipeline through his own sheep-fucking country. We didn't liberate Tarakistan to get hustled by some cocksucking fezhead Hauser. Terminate. Do that voodoo that you do so well. You'll be working directly under the viceroy just appointed by the president. His identity is still being withheld until further notice. It's on a need-to-know basis.
And no one needs to know.
He asked for you personally.
What's my cover?
Trade show producer.
Trade show? What show? What show? What show?
Oh, it's going to be huge, Hauser. Tamerlane is sponsoring a trade expo, Brand USA. It's our big launch, bringing democracy to this part of the world. Plus, now that we bombed the shit out of them, well, there's a lot of rebuilding to do.
Show's a nice spirit.
Well, somebody has to help these poor people. This moment presents a great opportunity for Tamerlane and the United States, for that matter. Not to mention the people of Tarakistan. And to top it all off, there's going to be a gala wedding. Isn't that great?
Seems like a pretty elaborate cover. Am I actually going to be responsible for all that shit?
This is a historic moment, Hauser. The first war ever to be 100% outsourced to private enterprise. Tamerlane jets, Tamerlane tanks, Tamerlane soldiers. And to top it all off, the Brand USA Expo. It's your show, baby.
The IBBC is specifically structured to handle the particular needs of your type of organization. Of course, we can give you better rates in terms than any other competitors. But we can offer you much more. Weapons, intelligence, logistical support, basically everything that the Revolutionary Freedom Front would need to revive itself.
What are you proposing exactly?
We believe that with the right kind of direction and support, the RFF could become a very influential force in your country. Perhaps potent enough to stage a successful coup in the coming months.
Human Rights Watch has dubbed Iraq a budding police state.
Democracy in Iraq is an illusion, Hardey says, an American illusion and an American lie. Human Rights Watch says the violations have been systematic and ongoing, documenting dozens of cases where protesters were beaten up, detained, and in some cases, even tortured.
And if this were possible, what does your bank hope to gain from it?
The gratitude and consideration of a very influential friend.
We have a snapshot in time after September 11th where at least 71 companies that we were able to identify are starting to get contracts to go in Afghanistan and Iraq. All of the top 10 companies had former U.S. officials who had worked in the Pentagon or other parts of the U.S. government on their boards of directors or as their top executives. It's known as the revolving door, and people cash in all the time. Public officials go to work for companies, and they make triple, quadruple, 10 times, sometimes as much money as they used to make in public service.
To show American Marines urinating on the bodies of Taliban fighters.
The impending marriage of Central Asian pop star Yannicka Babyev and Ukmife Taknufmidi, the scion of the powerful Taraki clan. The marriage, a symbol of democratization or a sleazy public relations stunt?
So, you're producing the big Freedoms on the March economic land grab masquerade. Are you a Tamerlane employee or a freelance producer?
The number one recipient of contracts was Vice President Cheney's former company, Halliburton, and its subsidiary, Kellogg Brown and Root.
KBR. We're the Army's contractor on the battlefield. Currently 65,000 KBR people around the world assisting the troops. And 10 of what?
Information on an IBBC arms deal.
Umberto Calvini, chairman of Calvini Defense, one of the largest defense contractors in Europe.
And probably Italy's next prime minister.
Whitman found out that Clermont was negotiating for the IBBC to purchase a large number of missile guidance and control systems from Calvini Defense.
Mm-hmm. The Ferris Sabre 3 is state-of-the-art of artificial intelligence fighter planes. It has all of the flying and combat capability of a human pilot, but with none of the human error that comes with it.
Tamerlane weapons are precision-guided to minimize collateral damage. Not only is our technology the most advanced in the world, but also, with a smart missile system, we can launch a matchstick in Milwaukee and stick it up the ass of a termite in Tehran.
Well, as I tell our team, we're making history. This is the first time that any military unit has ever taken an autonomous, capable robot of this size and class into a combat environment and have it deployed with them and use it in a combat environment. This is the culmination of what we've been trying to do for the past 4 years, and that is get our robots into a combat theater to further test them and prove that there is value and utility to these systems.
Power of technology serves the greater good and unleashes the power of creativity. Where governments have the tools they need to serve and protect their citizens, and our most cherished ideals are realized. Every man and woman of Lockheed Martin.
The purpose of the K-MAX cargo delivery program is to provide an air delivery asset to remove from the battlefield many of the convoys that have to be manned by hundreds of Marine Corps folks to deliver the same kinds of cargo that are needed on a daily basis to support the troops in the remote areas of Afghanistan. 10 years from now, there will be fleets of fully autonomous cargo aircraft operating probably worldwide in a very net-centric environment.
Lumbered into the air on its first successful test flight in 2006, the P-791 became Lockheed Martin's flagship entry into the resurgent airship business. But there's also a military application. With the technology established as safe and reliable, he expects to see different versions of the P-791 appearing in remote locations around the world within 10 years.
He told me the bank's buying $200 million worth of missile guidance system.
Raytheon announced today that it has teamed with the U.S. Military Academy at West Point for a study about insider threats on war front lines. The expectation is that the study will arm warfighters with the ability to detect and neutralize insider threats. The study is being conducted by cadets from West Point's Department of Electrical Engineer and Computer Science, who have deployed the Raytheon's SureView Information Protection Solution on a U.S. Military Academy network within a simulated forward operating base environment. Raytheon will support the study by providing licenses, installation, and training at no cost to the Academy. In addition to the simulated environment, a survey of U.S. Army personnel with recent combat experience is being conducted to identify insider threat attributes. Shares of Raytheon are up 1% to $52.73.
The Israeli government is its biggest customer. Why would he agree to help us provide missiles to the Iranians and the Syrians that have a first strike capability against the Israelis?
I know sooner. I believe he has every intention of selling you the guidance systems, because he has already provided the Israelis with the countermeasures to defeat them.
Would the Turk really play such a dangerous game?
We are. The only way we can make this work is to guarantee that Sunai keeps this information in complete confidence. If our buyers find out the missiles are worthless, they'll pull all their orders and this bank will be left insolvent.
Raytheon is very committed to respect and diversity.
The people that I worked with when I was in the military that are from Raytheon were fantastic about making sure that we had what we needed to do our jobs.
That's what mission assurance is at the end of the day.
Raytheon really gives back to the community in very, very positive ways.
When they say, we are Raytheon,
we are saving lives.
It's my being able to play a role in the overall strength and security of this country and our allies.
Our financial performance has been very strong. Investor confidence is very high.
And it really creates that positive Raytheon brand.
Land, sea,
sky, space,
cyberspace.
I am Raytheon.
I am Raytheon.
I am Raytheon.
We are Raytheon.
We are Raytheon.
We are Raytheon.
We are all Raytheon.
Thank you. How are you? Back for some more gibberish, I see. You remember Marsha? This is Peter Parshall.
Hi.
Choreographic genius. You worked with Rob Marshall in Chicago, all the big musicals.
It's incredible. Each girl is a transfemoral amputee that lost a leg during the liberation.
And thanks to Tamerlane's cutting-edge prosthetic devices, we can literally have you up and dancing before you know it.
Just another breathtaking example of how American know-how alleviates the suffering it creates.
I mean, look at this. Tammy Shankman had her leg blown off by an M18 Claymore landmine. And Konyel Bislan, an M72 rocket propelled grenade that mistakenly hit her high school.
And Tamerlane uses the exact same RPG firing pinrod assembly technology that it uses in the prosthetic knees of its dancing legs.
Talk about vertical integration.
Any American company that came up with a project was immediately financed, with no questions asked, and sometimes even without signing a receipt. Yet the only companies allowed to participate in the no-bid contracts were Halliburton and its subsidiaries, which ended up getting the entire share of the pie.
When the vice president is your former CEO, you're going to get the access that other people don't.
But this isn't all. All the money literally disappeared in a couple of months without a single school, hospital, or bridge ever being built.
The IBBC has purchased billions of dollars worth of Silkworm missiles from the People's Republic of China, which they have resold to clients in the Middle East, contingent upon the missiles being equipped with Vulcan guidance systems.
But why is the bank committing so much of its capital and resources to the sale of these missiles?
It's a test. Small arms are the only weapons used in 99% of the world's conflicts. And no one has the capacity to manufacture them faster and cheaper than China. What Skarsen is attempting to do is to make the IBBC the exclusive broker of Chinese small arms to the Third World. And the missile deal is the gateway transaction. The IBBC is a bank. Their objective isn't to control the conflict. It's to control the debt that the conflict produces. You see, the real value of a conflict, the true value, is in the debt that it creates. You control the debt, you control everything. You find this upsetting, yes? But this is the very essence of the banking industry. to make us all, whether we be nations or individuals, slaves to debt.
We began receiving intelligence regarding the International Bank of Business and Credit. Anyone that's ever been in a position to move against this bank has either ended up dead or disappeared.
From Judea.
Well, it seems that lately a man has been seen leading crowds through the streets. People are saying he is an investment consultant.
What?
Not only that, he has been interesting the poor in gilt-edged unit trusts with convertible holding companies. And he has been visiting the lepers, giving them tips on income tax dodges.
What?
And there are those who say that he claims that heavy premium insurance policies are a sound investment for the future!
This is heresy!
He must be stopped at once!
Guard! Go at once to Judea and instruct Herod.
Herod, yes?
That all city financiers under the age of 5 years are to be put to
Is that Herod the Great or Herod Antipas?
Herod Antipas are to be put to the sword.
Is that Herod Antipas of Beersheba or Herod Antipas of Tarsus?
Herod Antipas of Beersheba. They're to be put to the sword.
Is that Herod Antipas of
In response to the cowardly and unprovoked terrorist attack on the Emerald City Mall, Tamerlane Industries is pleased to announce that it has been awarded the contract to preemptively strike Tajikistan, which intelligence has confirmed is behind this and hundreds of other attacks in Tajikistan. America cannot stand idly by and allow hostile foreign powers to meddle in Iraqi affairs. Intelligence has also conclusively stated that the Ojikis are developing a nuclear arsenal, and we cannot let the smoking gun come in the form of a mushroom cloud.
This is how a growing number of scientists have been removed from Iran's nuclear program. A motorcyclist pulled up alongside this car in Tehran and attached a magnetic bomb, then sped away before it blew up. This is eerily similar to other assassinations in recent years. 2 years ago, a similar bomb killed another scientist believed to have worked in the nuclear industry. Only this week, Israel's military chief warned that 2012 would be a year of unnatural events in Iran. And now, Tehran has accused Israel and the US of orchestrating the latest killing.
We must prepare to harness the power of our enemy and fight fear with fear. To protect our sectors, we must be able to defend ourselves.
Time to announce the doomsday clock. And it is now 5 minutes to midnight. 2 years ago, it appeared that world leaders might address the truly global threats we face. In many cases, this trend has not continued or has been reversed.
And Iran, Pakistan, North Korea, all of these areas indicate that we need to change the motivation of countries to gain nuclear weapons. Many countries, including Iran, view it as a positive thing to gain nuclear weapons. And so the developments in Iran are of great concern, but are part of a global trend.
First, so this morning, the world's most powerful non-nuclear bomb has been successfully detonated by Russia. The resulting megablast was said to be as potent as an atomic explosion, but without the radioactive fallout.
No information of where this test took place, no sound of the explosion. You're watching the testing of what Russia says is the world's most powerful bomb. The bomb explodes in mid-air, igniting a fuel-air mixture. The destruction is caused by extremely high temperatures and aftershocks, incinerating everything in sight. Afterwards, scorched Earth looks more like the surface of the moon. But according to the military, there is no chemical or radioactive fallout. According to the military, the new weapon will replace several smaller types of nuclear bombs in its arsenal, helping to maintain the country's security and to confront international terrorism in any setting and in any region.
War is the improvement of investment climates by other means, Clausewitz, for dummies. The USA is a subdivision of Tamerlane, democracy, the war on terror, the war on drugs. These are all focus group slogans for Tamerlane.
Elite anti-terror kill teams run by America's intelligence agency have now taken the U.S.-led war beyond Afghanistan. 3,000 Afghan fighters sent to hunt al-Qaeda and the Taliban have now infiltrated Pakistan.
The current generation that's entering the military is the thumb generation.
A new unmanned aerial vehicle under development is hitching a ride from that generation. Meet the Killer Bee.
A killer bee discovers a yet uncovered surface-to-air missile site in the vicinity of a company objective.
The killer bee can fly long distances and carry powerful, compact weapons. And with a tiny 5-foot wingspan, the stealthy aircraft is proving extremely useful to military planners.
Every empire is summed up in Rome. The Romans, Hauser.
dudes of the human race, torchbearers of culture. You and I, centurions, honor bound to defend civilization against the barbarians.
Let's cut the shit walking. I like killing people as much as the next guy, but I signed up to kill the bad ones. Health clinics, trade unionists, journalists, agricultural co-ops, Catholic liberation theologians, impoverished Colombian coffee farmers. These are the barbarians, the depraved opponents of civilization. We turn Central America into a fucking graveyard. Whoever momentarily interrupts the accumulation of our wealth, we pulverize. I'm just not feeling good about that anymore, sir.
You've heard a lot about Halliburton lately. Criticism is okay. We can take it. Criticism is not failure. Our employees are doing a great job. We're feeding the soldiers. We're rebuilding Iraq. Will things go wrong? Sure they will. It's a war zone. We're serving the troops because of what we know, not who we know.
Well, let me tell you about Halliburton, the company I ran. I'm very proud of what I did at Halliburton. The people of Halliburton are very proud of what they've accomplished. And I, frankly, don't feel any need to apologize for the way I've spent my time over the last 5 years as the CEO and chairman of a major American corporation.
In the middle of the war, Microsoft, DHL, and other corporations invited Halliburton to a conference to figure out how much money could be made in Iraq.
So it's about the idea that the bank that we call the International Bank of Business and Credit is a phenomenon rather than just an isolated entity. It's a phenomenon that business has grown a bit like a virus, but a corrupt and criminal business system that operates worldwide.
Well, I'd like to end the show with a bit more excerpt from Graham's article. Here we go. Armaments for export are merely a product. They are merely a vehicle carrying the potential for making the much more important product of profit. Our present monetary system has our largest economies dependent on war and exploitation. Armed conflict for the armament-producing nation means a rapid rise in export sales profit. Also, updating existing weaponry equipment helps boost those essential profits from export sales. At home, the arms race and the refurbishing of armaments and the wages costs of maintenance has been an important economic survival factor, a domestic market's essential fiscal stimulus. War is as essential to our short-term economic survival as any other export profit is. No large first world economy can afford to lose such a massive theater of economic activity. And war, apart from arms, requires just about every other product under production.
Selling guns is like selling vacuum cleaners. You make calls, pound the pavement, take orders. I was an equal opportunity merchant of death. I supplied every army but the Salvation Army. I sold Israeli-made Uzis to Muslims.
The best things in life are free.
I sold communist-made bullets to fascists.
That's what I want.
I even shipped cargo to Afghanistan when they were fighting my fellow Soviets. I never sold to Osama bin Laden. Not on any moral grounds. Back then, he was always bouncing checks.
That's what I want.
By the mid-80s, my weapons were represented in 8 of the world's top 10 war zones.
Okay, folks. I used movie excerpts of War, Inc., the story with Tamerlan Corporation, and International, the story with the IBCC, banking on missiles. A lot of YouTube video samples, some corporate videos from Blackwater, Halliburton, KBR, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, and Raytheon. Then we heard Jeremy Scahill about Bush administration's war budgeting. Some news media. The sounds were mostly original from the clips as I found them, except Warlords at the start and Suicide Machines with War Profiteering is Killing Us All at the end of the show. I may add that the present trajectory of the arms race is twofold. We in the first world mostly will increase cyber warfare means and unmanned robotic vehicles and weapon systems, whereas the third world will get the outdated bits and pieces, such as an example presently Britain's and France's fighter aircraft deals with Libya. I hope I could show that the finance of arms and profits is presently what we in the first world do to get our economies going again. I'm Martin. And you can catch me again next time with more Kaput Radio. Bye.